Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I have been a part of this wonderful company, the SIA. Now, it'll be 6 years here coming in, at 1st of November this year. It's been just an absolute crazy ride. We are ambassador diamonds in this company, and I'm blessed enough to sit on the global council with this company. I say blessed because they actually listen. I want to let everybody know real quick, I just got back off the heels off of a council meeting last week. And guys, when we do this, we are literally in behind closed doors. It's almost like eight to faint. We cover a lot of stuff, a lot of good information. We go back and forth. And the company, here's a key point for those of y'all have been involved in network marketing before. They listen, which is a great asset. Big thing I can tell you, I've been in this industry for, it's 17 years. In my 17-year career, the convention that's coming up in September is probably, I couldn't even think back on a convention that's more important than what we're about to be a part of here in about a month. Guys, it's going to be amazing for what you're going to see. It's going to start from the very get-go all the way through. There's going to be information. I've had people call and just ask me about coming in a little bit late. I said I wouldn't miss it. The very first day, we're going to get into the new products as we start moving forward. And the day is just going to run through. And the big thing is as we go to a convention, if you're going by yourself, I applaud you, right? Because it's about taking the steps. It's about consistency, what you're going to hear tonight. But if you have a team that's going with you, make sure that, especially on the tail end, get the team together, start making plans of where you're going to drive them to the next event. Always know where the next event is going to be, okay? You'll hear a lot in this industry, what's the most important event? The next event, and you always want to drive that. Each and every Monday, I refer to the Monday motivational call, I get to bring people onto a call that either struggled and overcame it, or they're just making it happen. But you always get to hear good, bad, and ugly, as I like to say, because sometimes we just kind of feel like we're the only ones out there that's having a difficult time. I don't know if any of y'all have ever felt that way, but tonight is one of my, it's always exciting for me when I get to introduce or interview somebody who's broken a level. A gold level in this company is an average income of about $6,200 a month. Now, what makes that important, the average income and household income in our country is less than $55,000 a year, which means half the country makes less. So at this level, you can at least see yourself making at half the country placing the household income. Not a bad gig. The couple I'm going to bring on tonight as new golds, they've done this on an extreme part-time basis. They've done this with zero network marketing experience. They've done it by leading from the front. They're always the first to the events, and they I don't know that they've ever missed an event. But Geraldine and Dan Holt are just absolutely fantastic when it comes to leading from the front, and I'm excited to announce them as new golds. And Geraldine and Dan, are you with us?
We are, Terry. How are you tonight?
Well, fantastic. I can't tell you how excited I was this morning, and Aaron and both, when we looked online and saw new golds, Geraldine, that's awesome. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
So as we get kicked off tonight, let's kind of share with everybody a little bit of your background, who y'all are, what brought y'all to us here.
Well, Terry, we've always been in business for ourselves, so network marketing was never on our radar. We didn't really have friends in it. Our family didn't participate in it. So we never saw ourselves as network marketers or anybody that could do that. Even though we've been in business for ourselves, I've never considered myself a salesman. So, nothing that I would even have considered. And we've done our business that we're in right now for over 30 years, been married 38 years, have two boys, married to two great girls, and have three beautiful granddaughters. And so all we've ever really known is hard work. And so what brought me to ASEA is I've had a facial twitch for about 8 years, And I was born with a digestive issue. And so my good friend Deb Melcher, you know, has always known I've struggled with those things. And she was introduced by Asiya to Asiya. And so she just brought it to me one day and said, I really don't know what this is, but I know you're always in search of trying something new and that's, you know, natural and this is native to your body. So that's even a bigger plus. And so she left me with a bottle, and I could immediately tell a difference. I just felt better, and I make Dan try everything I try, and he does it begrudgingly. But for some reason with the Sia, he just was on board from the very beginning. And, of course, most of you have heard the Albert Chapa story. And really, I was to the point in my life with this twitch. I'd really kind of become a hermit, and I didn't want to be around friends or family. I didn't go out much. I just, you know, I worked every day, but I just didn't do anything social. And so it really had made me become a hermit. But Albert and Doris Chapa had, Albert had battled 3 bouts of unhealthy cells, stage 4, for 8 years. And so he got another bad report. And so we had been prayer warriors with him, and so I just thought, well, I'm just going to share this with him and see what he thinks about it. And so when Doris brought Albert the bottle, he was like, what snake oil did Geraldine bring me this time? But he was willing to try it. He was really desperate. He had been given pretty much no hope, you know, just to go back on the what people are usually put on. And he just knew his body could not go through that for the 4th time. And so within 3 or 4 days, they came back to me, and they were just weeping. And Doris said, I have my old Albert back. He has mental clarity. He can remember things. And it was ironic because Albert was not working at the time. You know, he was on medical leave because he had lost his medical license. He's a professional pilot and had lost his license because he was grounded with his medical issues. And so in the meantime, in those few days, Albert had done all this research, and he knew more about ASEA than I did. So he was telling me all about this product that I had brought to him. And so I just made up my mind then, you know, and he has an awesome story, and he's back working now, and, you know, it's just changed his life. And he says if it wasn't for ASEA and God, he just doesn't believe he would be here right now. And right. So I just made up my mind that I'm not going to let this twitch hold me back from making a difference like that in somebody's life. And so from that point on, I just thought, if I see my friends hurting or my family members hurting, I'm going to share this product. So that decision really, it just evolved into a business. I mean, accidentally, I didn't want to do it as a business. I didn't have time to do it as a business. But when you start getting those checks in and you're getting paid for what you're sharing that you love and believe in, and you know it's truly changing somebody's life, then it's just evolved to a business. And so that's really where we are now with the Sia. Is I consider it my true love and my true job, and I call my other job my job. And I love that. You know, I love that business. We poured everything into that business, but it's not gratifying to go out and sell a door or an operator, you know, and this is life changing. So it's just so very gratifying.
So let me ask you something, Geraldine. When you reached out or you talked to Albert Chapa, well, what did you say to him? Because the reason I'm asking is because really how Deb Melcher approached you, what did you say to Albert?
Well, with Albert, I truly told them I'm very comfortable with them, and I'm glad you brought that up because I feel like that is my biggest thing. You always say you have to get out of your own way, and that's been my issue, is overcoming getting in people's way or taking up their time or You know, I don't feel comfortable in like calling people. I just hate taking people's time and all of that. But with Albert, I knew he was desperate. And I just feel like it really was God. I just have to give God that he nudged me to go ahead and share that with Albert. And you know, I'm just so thankful they were open to it, because it really has, it's just changed their lives. And Doris had told me that she was actually considering picking up a second job and selling lipstick because, you know, Albert was not working. And she was putting in all these hours, but then she would take off work to go with him to his medical appointments and things like that. So they were really, really struggling financially, and they were praying for a financial breakthrough. So I've heard them say this, and I've just stole it from them, that it's been a double blessing. You know, it's just been a double fold blessing, because it's not only helped us and them in our finances, but of course in our health too. So I really didn't have anything laid out. I probably took your advice more than anybody else's, because I didn't know anything at that time. It's drink this and rub this. You know, rub this and drink this. And I love that you keep it that simple, because I love the science. I try to learn about it. I'm trying to educate myself daily on it. But really, I go back to your sentence all the time, your phrase, because really that's all you have to do. I don't have to know why I haven't had a migraine in over a year and a half. I've not had a migraine in over a year and a half, and I've struggled with them all my life, and nobody told me, Geraldine, take this. This is going to help your migraines. Nobody said that to me. It's almost like we girls in Plainview were the guinea pigs, because we really didn't know what it was going to do for us, but we were all willing to drink it and rub it.
That makes me laugh. You know, and what you're hitting it is, I try to teach people all the time, it's the simplicity that moves the needle. It's not knowing, always being exact on what people refer to as dosing. This is a consumer-based product. It's not a medical product. Well, you know, I do want to bring also, for what you said, and also even how Deb Melcher, your sponsor, reached out to you, you know, and said, I don't know what this is, but I think it could help. And I think a lot of times we find ourselves overanalyzing, and we call it analysis paralysis, right? What are we going to say to these people? I don't want to lose these people, versus kind of leading, Phil, from your heart. You know, when it comes to building this business, and both you and Daniel have a successful business up there in West Texas. You're always busy. The consistency. Y'all have always been consistent on doing meetings, y'all do leadership gatherings, you do a luncheon, I believe. Talk about the consistency and some of the things you do to your team to keep them together.
Well, I'm probably the anal one of the business. You know, I'm attention to detail. And so when I run the business on the book end, you know, you have all these daily things you have to do that are really invisible to everybody. Like Dan goes out, and he puts up this huge door and puts up operators, and you can go out and look at that job, and it looks great. And, I mean, there's something physically you can see. And with my job, it's all the little details in the background that have to be done, that if they don't get done, your business is not going to be successful. You're just not going to have a business. And so I feel like it really is the attention to detail. And when we very first started, I really loved it so much and wanted to be so involved with it, and I was getting real aggravated with myself that I couldn't do enough. You know, I couldn't listen to all the calls. I couldn't read all the posts. I couldn't, I couldn't do everything I wanted to do. And in life, I just think in life, balance is the slippery slope, but I know that's what makes people happy, and that's how we have to live our lives. So I just decided that I would always have ASEA on my radar every day, and I would work it as a business every single day, even if it was a minute thing. And so I just started making a list of, and I didn't get to them every day, but I would read a little bit in a leadership book, and I would read, you know, we've got all these fantastic Facebook sites that we can go and read and learn and see, read their testimonies, and we can go back and listen to the calls if we miss them. And I send a text, or I make a call, or I do a three-way call. You know, I just try to fit something in with that pertains to a C. I pass out a card. I mail a brochure. I tag someone in a post. Just the little things. I just feel like it's the little bitty things that grow over every day, but you have to do them every single day. I never lay my head on my pillow unless I've done something in a sea, just like I do with my real job.
I love that. I think what you just said, there's a lot of things you're hitting tonight that I think are really key for people to understand. I know people come into this industry, and especially ASEA, because we have such a powerful product, it's almost like everybody should get it immediately, and it just explodes. It's like I refer to it as a lottery mentality. And it is a consistency that moves the needle. And one of the things I think that what hurts a lot of people out there is when we compare ourselves to other people. We don't know what people, their credibility, their background, if they have more time on hands, all this kind of stuff. But I can tell you this. An average gold making $6,100 a month, and even down to somebody making $250 a month or $100, it's always attractive when you're doing something part-time. Be it you're making a little bit or a lot, like where you guys are, because it really eats, because people are looking for a little bit more. Now, Geraldine, when it comes to events, I mean, you guys have those going on all the time up there. You come down to Frisco. Talk about the importance of the events in building your business.
Terry, I think that's so important, and you're right. We haven't missed an event, and we haven't missed one in Lubbock, Plainview, or Amarillo, except for the ones you've done. We've been out of town. We've missed you several times, but I don't know why I feel like those are so important to me. I honestly learn something every time I go. And really, this is so out of my comfort zone, everything that I feel like I'm called to do with ASEA. I'm not a public speaker. I'm not a natural leader. I'm working so hard on those skills and working on public speaking and sharing. And so with the meetings, I love the friendship. You know, it not only helped us with our with the health issues, but with our finance, but in the relationships. And so when we go to the meetings, of course, we're building relationships, but we're always, always learning something. You know, I just feel like I learn something every single time. Even when the girls and I have our meetings that we've talked the same talk and we've said the same things, I meet somebody new, I hear a new testimony, and so it keeps me fired up. I don't tire from ASEA. I'm not tired of it yet. I'm not tired of the meetings, because it's just been an answered prayer. I've spent my whole life really treating my body like it's a temple, and I've not abused it, but I've always fought health issues. And so, you know, even how memories pop up on Facebook, I get tickled, because it's a lot of them are like, well, I can't work out tonight, my workout girls, because I have a migraine, and health on. I always sign everything health on. And now I just think, gosh, I haven't had a migraine in that long. And now I sign my things health on with ASEA, you know, but the health thing has always been a part of my life. I've always known how important it was. And I always think about, you know, too bad our bodies aren't like cars that we could just go trade them in and get a better model, a prettier model, faster. But we have one body, and we have to take care of it. And so all of the meetings, all of the calls, I just think they're just vital in growing your business. You make connections. You network with people, And so those are very important, and the conventions are fun, and you guys make the meetings fun. They're not, we don't sit through and get bored. You know, there's always something fun. You always bring a lot of energy to the group. You know, I always think I got to keep you and Dan, I got to sit between you guys and make sure y'all don't get in trouble. But it's fun. It's not just a boring meeting. You know, I'm learning things, we're making friends, and you're making it fun.
So talk about that. You know, let's just stay on what you're hitting. What, and building your business, how has the three-way call or slash connect call or leveraging Zooms been helped you in building your business? How important is it to do three-way calls or connect calls?
That's a good point to hit on, because really, not wanting to bother people, I truly did not utilize those gifts. You know, I just don't want to bother people. But seeing, and you guys, it's kind of like us parents telling our kids things over and over, and then another person says it and it clicks for them. I mean, you guys, our upline leadership, you guys have said that from day one. Use us, do your three-way calls, do your Zooms. And I just didn't utilize that as well as I should. And then Ashley brings her group on, and all of these professional network marketers, you know, are on. And the thing that we were doing a planning meeting, and Ashley's group called in. I think it was Charlie that called in that day. And we did a three-way call right there with us doing the planning meeting. And I thought, if these guys that are doing three-way calls, and they've done it for 30 years, and they're that successful and don't just depend on their own knowledge, I really need to listen to Terry, you know, what you guys have said from the beginning. And so what I've done, not necessarily to really close a prospect, but I've really been trying to call my team and connecting them with you guys. You know, I think that's important. That's what's on my list right now, mm-hmm. is to go down my list and connect them with you guys. So, because everybody wants to be a part of it. Everybody wants to know if one of my teammates call you and say, hey, I have a question. They love it that you know their name. You know, just like Deb Melcher, they run a bed and breakfast, and so she's really not been able to fully plug into ASEA. But she cared enough about me, and going back to your question even about Albert, that's what sold me when Deb brought that to me. It really wasn't about the product. It was somebody heard my cry. Somebody heard my hurt that I'm hurting with all these issues, and I think that's why Albert and Doris were receptive, is because they knew I genuinely cared about what they were going through. And so, you know, I know Deb made a call this week to an upline leadership, and she said, hey, they probably won't even know who I am. And I'm like, I say your name all the time. They'll know exactly who you are. And so I think that's important, to do the three-way call, even with people that are already in your association, already in your, you know, already on your team.
Yeah, we refer to those as welcome to the team calls, you know, and it truly magic happens when we do that, because they start to understand that there's more people in the game, right? And they also start to understand what you hit in the beginning, Geraldine. You don't have to know everything, but you're just a phone call away from having the answer right there. And by leveraging your tools, it's that you can duplicate. You can't duplicate the personalities. We can't do that. And we're not all going to be robots and say the exact same thing. But you can duplicate leveraging phone tools and things of that nature. Is Dan going to come on and sing for us? Or?
I'm going to make him say hello. He's right here. He's acting like he's not going to say a word. Can you believe that?
Hey, Dan. You know, we got a few hundred people listening. I just got to know, from your perspective, you got to tell me, what have you seen watching Geraldine and being a part of ASEA?
Well, the thing that I have watched, I just ride her coattail. That's what I'm doing. And I have watched the changes in her, and so that's made me believe, and I've seen things that's unbelievable, and, you know, you just can't not talk about it, see it. You have to talk about it. So that's what I do. You know, I have a lot of spare time. I don't do much during the day. So we do that. But the thing that's been great with ASEA is I've met such fine people. And I had a couple of Goober drivers come to the airport and pick me up. That was unbelievable. You and Jerry, I cannot believe y'all picked us up. And that was, you know, that stood out to me. And then you guys are just something else. So I wanted to be a part of that organization. I wanted to be part of that club. And it's just been a fun ride.
And then you just think about, we're just getting started.
That's right.
You know, and let me ask y'all this. I mean, where do y'all see this thing? I mean, y'all always hear me ask the same question. I mean, because everybody, y'all been in just barely over a year. And you're gold, and you got great things happening. Things are starting to take off. And, I mean, you're doing this part-time. I mean, really, things are really starting to explode all over the place. But where do y'all see this thing going, you know, for yourself and really ASEA as a whole?
You know, Terry, for us, we've always done this business, and we thought, you know, we would be able to retire and have a pretty good nest egg put back. And now we're at the age where that would really be nice if all that had unfolded and happened. So really, I was getting kind of nervous about retirement. I'm thinking, we can't even really spell it, you know, yet. And so this makes me, it just gives us security, you know, to think that we can transfer into this and still have fun and still travel and still work, because we're both workaholics, you know, we're both going to work. I know you guys work so hard, but it, to me, from what I can see and the way I feel about ASEA, it is hard work, and you do have to do your due diligence. You do have to do your daily work. But really, it's the funnest, hardest work I've ever done. I mean, it's really a lot of fun, and it's rewarding and gratifying. And there's no limit on ASEA. You know, I feel like, you know, a lot of the people we've talked to a year and a half ago, they're still watching us, and I just grin because I think they're still watching us. They haven't came on board, but they have started calling, and they have said, you know, we were just waiting for your fire to burn out, because at the very beginning, Dan made this comment to me. He said, you've tried everything, and he was right. I feel like I've tried everything, but nothing really worked, and it is the foundation. I believe you have to do a lot of things for your health and to be healthy. But to me, ASEA is the foundation. And so as long as you're doing the foundation and building on top of things, then, you know, it gives you hope on your health. And then it's just an added plus on your finances. And even with you guys that have done network marketing for decades, and, well, you're not old enough to do it decades, but, you know, to see that people are attracted to the business side of it, we don't have that knowledge, and we couldn't look at ASEA and say, this is set up correctly, this has a good comp plan. You know, we couldn't even give you advice or anything on that end of it. But it really strengthens my trust in ASEA as a retirement plan, in that people that have done this for decades, all their lives, they're coming to ASEA. They're trusting that plan with ASEA. So even that has built my trust in, we can retire in ASEA, sharing ASEA.
Man, this has been such a fantastic call. And I want to get in closing, what's a piece of advice y'all would like? Because, you know, people are listening live, they're going to listen to a recording and then we'll load it on the site. What's one piece of advice you guys like to give to people new or old that are in the business?
I'll pass it to Dan in just a minute because I know he's just full of advice. You know, he's kind of full of BS and advice. But my favorite word is perseverance. Nothing is easy for me. Nothing's ever been easy for me. I've always had to really work hard. And even achieving gold, I barely made it by the hair of my chinny chin chin. And my whole, you know, I had Ashley and my sister and Deb Melcher, they all rallied around me because I lacked less than 500 points making going to gold. And I got so emotional after I hit gold. And it wasn't about hitting rank, the next rank. It was about I had friends and family that rallied around me and rooted for me. And even Melody, you know, she's 16. That's Ashley and John's daughter. She was willing to give up her $30 to help buy a bottle of ASEA, you know, to help us out. And so, to me, I've just never been around that, so I love that. So my favorite word that I just think every day is about perseverance. You just got to persevere. And then, you know, here's the guy that has all kind of advice, so I'll pass it off.
She don't have any hair on her chin because she shaved it off. Right?
But, don't tell my secret.
But honesty. Just be honest, simple. Tell the truth, you know, and don't get mad when somebody says no. And hit them again in a few months or whatever. Just keep it out there all the time.
Awesome, so, guys. Well, you got. I think when y'all, both y'all hit on it, and the example that you're using, Geraldine, and what you're saying, Dan, on keep it out there, but people will come back around, guys, as you're building your ASEA business. Not everybody's going to jump on in the beginning, and a lot of these people have been hit before by somebody else in some other company, and they're used to the time frame. It's about 6 months. They're used to talking to that individual, and they're quit. They're out of it, or they've gone on something else. But when they come back around, guys, and you're still having fun and exciting and sharing stories, going to events, people want to be a part of that. They just want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. So, Dan and Geraldine, thank you all so much for being a part of Call Tonight. Congratulations on the going gold. I know it's just a bit the stepping stone to greater things coming in the future, but congratulations and thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Terry. We'll see you soon at convention. We can't wait.
And guys, get y'all's commitment. Make sure do not miss convention and get this call out to your peeps as soon as you possibly can. The recording's up immediately following the call. Thanks again, guys. Y'all have a fantastic ASEA week. See you soon.
Bye-bye.